Hi everyone, I'm Yeo. In this video, I will show you how to properly install Node.js on your Windows machine. If you use a Mac or Linux, you should take a look at the previous video that's made just for you. If you plan to use Node.js on Windows Subsystem for Linux or WSL, you should follow the same instruction as for Linux. Now back to Windows. One solution would be to open the official Node.js website and just download and use the official setup. But I really don't recommend using that. Node.js is a platform evolving quickly, and you won't be able to update your setup easily this way. Instead, you should just search for NVM Windows. You should end up on this GitHub repository. NVM Windows is a Node version manager that's dedicated for Windows. It's not exactly the same as the NVM script for Linux or Mac, but it works roughly the same. To install it, click on this Download Now button and just get the latest NVM setup file. Once the download is finished, you just open it, double click on the setup file and follow the instruction. So yes, next, 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 install. Okay, and now it's almost finished. Now you've just installed NVM. To install Node, you need to open your favorite terminal. Let's check that NVM is installed at this point. Okay, now I will use the NVM CLI to install the latest long-term support version of Node. To do that, I will type NVM list available to list all available and the latest LTS version of Node. I can see that the latest version is this one, so I can just copy it. And now type NVM install and pass the good version. It will take a while downloading the correct Node.js and NPM version. You just have to wait at this point. And now it's finished. But as you can see in their message, it has only installed the latest version of Node.js LTS. If you want to use this version, you have to copy this command, paste it, and just tell NVM. Now you have to click yes again, and it will automatically switch to using the latest Node.js LTS version. I can check that it's working correctly by typing in node-v. And now you have a working Node.js environment that you can easily update if needed. See you in the next video to learn more about Node.js.